broadcasting live from the Roswell Infinity Studio, located inside Digital Ignition, where North Atlanta startups take off. It's time for North Fulton Business Radio.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to another edition of North Fulton Business Radio. I'm John Ray, along with Mike behind the board today. But we're here with two great guests. We always have great guests right here in our studios, right in the middle of Digital Ignition. One of them is actually here in Digital Ignition, right? Justin Hoffman with Agency Hydra and Jacob Andrews with Drones iView. Justin, let's get to you.
Okay, sounds good.
Yeah, Agency Hydra. Tell us about Agency Hydra and what it is you do.
Yeah, it was really easy to find the place since we are in the same incubator.
Yeah, you
here.
Just strolled on over here, didn't
you? Yeah, it was about a 30-second walk.
There you go.
It was pretty easy. Agency Hydra is a technology-based talent agency that streamlines the casting process and allows casting directors, producers, agents to find the exact talent they want, whether it's for background or actor, band, location, car, whatever you can think of in the entertainment industry. We created a database for people to find them quickly and efficiently.
Cool. So we're obviously here in North Fulton, the greater Atlanta area. Here in Georgia, the film industry has been a big winner here, if you will, grown substantially over the last few years.
Absolutely on fire.
Yeah, so was that fulfilling a need that was existed in the market here in Georgia, or how did you come up with this idea?
So in the past I worked for Zach Brown, and Zach Brown played at a couple of live venues that I had, and that's how he and I had created a relationship. And mm-hmm. while I was working for him, we got to talking one day, and he was talking about how he didn't like how bands were booked and how they were found by buyers. And I was making the same comment about that with actors and background, anything that you would need for a film production. And it got me to thinking about, I had always thought about starting an agency here. I had lived in L.A. and I worked at an agency and did some commercials while I was out there and was on some TV shows. So I got into the industry. And finally, I just said, you know what, it's with the tax breaks and everything they're doing here, it's the right time to attack this problem. And then I went and found some really, really good technology guys that happened to also be my friends. And my little idea has become a much bigger idea. And that's what startup companies really do, is they identify a problem and then they attack it, solve it, and monetize it. And that's the same thing we're doing.
Outstanding. So talk a little bit about, well, I've got to get to the name, though. Cool name. How did you come up with that name?
So what we wanted is we wanted to have something we could brand. I believe branding is very important for a company long term. So the Hydra, the many heads of Hydra, exemplifies the many things that we do, the many problems that we can solve. And we looked everywhere for the logo, and my digital design guy brought me several. For months, he brought me several different logos, and finally he found a logo off of a whaling station in Antarctica from the 1900s, and I went, that's the one. So we took that, and we decided to make a play on words with the name, rather than most agencies are called, you know, the John's Creek Agency or the Atlanta Talent Agency. We spun the name around to represent Marvel, and Marvel shoots all of their films here down at Pinewood Studios, and we just thought it was a more creative way to brand it. So the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., Agency Hydra, we just kind of made a play on words. So that's how we came up with the name, and we believe that we can brand it, and we like the color system. Everything about it I've just fallen in love with.
Cool. We're speaking with Justin Hoffman. Justin is the president and CEO of Agency Hydra. So, Justin, I hate to break the bad news to you, but there's a lot of competition out there.
Sure is.
Talk about how you differentiate yourself from your competitors.
Well, the first thing that we did is we attacked being a talent agency from a software position. Technology really is where the money is. That's where the whole universe is going. and everything within the film industry that's not actually on the big screen is antiquated. It's they've been doing business the same way for 30 years. So we just said, okay, we're going to attack this from a software position and create it to get it modern, to make it very simple for casting people to find what they're looking for rather than have to make all these submissions and then people find the submissions and then email them and they have to filter through all these emails. So we take a process that currently takes them 48 to 72 hours and we streamline it down to about 2 hours.
Now, you strike me as a little bit of a disruptor. I mean, I hate to use that cliche.
That's absolutely correct.
Yeah, so you're doing some disruption in the talent agency industry, correct?
Absolutely. They're a good disruptor, turns the market on its head a little bit, but then after they realize that the process is better, then it works better for everyone. So hypothetically, they would all be using our software at some point, and they'd be licensing through us because we're going to have a much better system. And agencies, talent agencies, aren't software companies. And films are putting all their money into cameras and sound and lights and $20 million for Robert Downey Jr. Well, they don't develop software either. So to solve this problem, it had to be a third party attack it, and that's what we are. And the two fastest growing industries in Georgia are the film industry, which isn't going anywhere. They're bringing more and more films. So there's more feature films right now being shot in Atlanta than there is in LA. Mm. So the second fastest growing one is software development. So we're just a blend of both of them. We bring them together.
Sure. So you brought up the market here in Atlanta, Georgia, more broadly. Talk about that market, how strong it is,
sure,
and how it supports your business.
Well, just to give you an example, I was down on Tyler Perry's studios about 2 months ago, and I was talking to a guy that was running one of the sound stages there, and they have six sound stages. And they're building six more. Now, I don't know, most people don't know what a soundstage is, but imagine a gigantic building with all kinds of features to it where you can shoot a major film or a major TV show or miniseries inside of it. And I asked this gentleman, I said, you know, I know there's a lot of film coming here, but did he really need to double the size and capacity of his soundstages? And he said, once they're done, they're already rented out for the first 2 years.
Wow.
So that's how much film is coming here. Now, a lot of the TV and a lot of the commercials are still shot out in L.A., but it's a 30% tax break here, number one. Number two, you can get to all of your terrains very quickly. And it's very simple to realize that the cost of gas here might be $2.09 a gallon, and there it's $3.10. So this also being a right-to-work state, you add all of these things up, and you factor in the 30% tax break, something that costs $100 million in L.A. probably costs about $60 million here.
And at this point, there's a network effect going on, right? I mean, you've got this base of activity, talent, both in front of the camera, behind the camera, that exist for newcomers in the market to draw on, right?
Sure, absolutely.
So that you didn't have when all this started several years ago. So that network effect really helps out, right?
Yes, and that's what we're doing. Is one of our sites is www.agencyhydraextras.com, and anyone who wants to create a profile and be on a movie or be considered to be background or an extra in a movie, for $9 a month, you build your site, put your six pictures up, your bio, your stats, but then what's really important is you put in your special skills, horseback riding, scuba diving, fencing, whatever it might be. That way, whenever a casting agent is looking for someone, and let's just say they want six guys that play golf, well, eight, two foursomes, well, they put in their search parameters, 30 to 50 years old, they pick the gender, and they pick what ethnicity they want, and then they brings up all the people that are available. And then they can just scroll down and see if they're available that day, propagate out an email to the 10 people that they've picked, And then those people get right back to them and say that they're available, and boom, they're booked. And that's how easy it will be for someone to get found to be background on a movie. And that's how I got started when I moved out to L.A. I did background work. I got into the union. And next thing I know, I'm working with Ryan Reynolds on Two Guys, a Girl, and a Pizza Place. You know, that was pretty cool. So it's a good way to start. It's a good way for a young person to see how the industry really works, to get on a big set. And it's pretty cool. And it's very easy to do once you do it the right way. And once you get on our site, for $9 a month, if you book one job, you've paid for it. So
it's, and the typical job is about how much?
It's about 100 to 125 a day.
Mm-hmm.
They're long days. The film industry, they always tell you expect to be on there for 12 hours. But the food's always good. Everyone treats you really well. And let's be honest. I mean, it's kind of cool to be on Avengers. I'd like to see Iron Man flying around, you know. So
sure.
They're shooting a lot of good stuff down here. So especially for young people between the ages of 16 and 22, 23, that are interested in the industry, well, what better way to really know if you're going to gravitate to it than to get out on a set, a major feature film, and see how it works and see if it applies to your life.
Okay, now just extend that information for those that are interested in that. Do you have to become a member of the union?
No, so Georgia being a right-to-work state, you don't have to. And to be honest, you don't have to join the union out in L.A. either. They use non-union people too. But I think the way that that works is that they have to have a certain percentage that are union and a certain percentage that are not union. But here, no. And we aren't really affiliated with the unions in any way. You can join the union, but if you get to a point to where you need to join the union, you'll know it. And a lot of times the productions will pay for it. You know, you're not going to have to pay for it yourself.
Gotcha. We're speaking with Justin Hoffman. Justin is the president and CEO and founder.
Yes.
Of Agency Hydra. He put it all together. So, Justin, I'm curious. I mean, here a guy like you come out of the creative space, but you've obviously got a real sharp business mind. You put all this together to form this company.
True. One of the things that I'm proudest of, though, is the people I've assembled. Our team of people is fantastic. Richie Austin is our digital design partner, and he has worked for some very large companies, and he's just top-notch at what he does. So all of our stuff looks modern and really, really great. And Carl George is my other partner, and he has been doing all the coding. He's our CTO, all the coding, all the integration. So my initial investors who invested into the company, I think were impressed more with the team of people that I had assembled. And we've got some good marketing people with us, and too. The people that we've got together is just really been impressive, and I couldn't be happier with the people I work with. And I think it's important to go to work every day and enjoy the people you're around. It makes life a little more interesting and pleasurable. So, yeah, the business side of it's great. I love the marketing. Atlanta's perfect for this, and we're just nothing but straightforward and take over the world in the entertainment industry as best we can.
Sounds great. So, Justin, for those that want more information, how do they be in touch with you?
You can always email me at justin@agencyhydra.com. You can go to agencyhydra.com, and that is our main site. It's a test site, so it's unresponsive, but it'll give you a good feel for who we are. Agencyhydraextras.com is where you can go to sign up to build a profile and become an extra on movies. It's $9 a month. We just launched that site today. It is also unresponsive, but the homepage is up, so it'll give you a feel for what it is. And over the next 2 months, we're going to be tweaking it and really go live probably the 1st of February to where it's completely interactive. But the industry goes on hiatus in December and January, so there's not a whole lot of stuff to get shot until January 15th anyway.
Gotcha. Sounds great. Justin Hoffman, founder, president, CEO of Agency Hydra. Thanks for being with us.
Hey, thank you, John. Appreciate it. And if you need me to fill in, just, you know, walk down the hallway and let me know and I'll stop by.
Sounds like a plan. You got a great voice, so I think it would work real well. So let's talk about where we are, because Digital Ignition is the ultimate place for entrepreneurs to work, innovate, learn, establish, and grow their companies. Nestled within a 45,000-square-foot building is an open floor plan with co-working office space, dedicated desk, private offices, meeting rooms, event space, a classroom, a fantastic break room with outdoor patio, and all the fresh ground coffee you can drink. And Justin makes it, by the way. If you want great co-working as well as space which impresses investors, customers, and future employees, visit digitalignition.com. So quick commercial for Digital Ignition.
Oh, I could not be happier with this place. One of my investors owns a startup company here, and he's the one that brought me in. And just having the what I call the Star Trek room, which is the conference room,
because
the big board table is built like the top of the USS Enterprise, and I like Star Wars and Star Trek, so I was like, well, that's really cool. And just doing my pitches in there gives you a real home court advantage because it's a very impressive facility. And on top of that, which I consider to be very, very important in the business world, is networking.
Sure.
And just your next guest that you're going to have on, I got to talking with him just out in the lobby, and we actually have been trying to find someone that we've got some video production that I know that we're going to be doing over the next 6 months. Well, boom, that happened right there in the lobby of Digital Ignition. So just coming up here and having a cup of coffee could lead to your next real important business contact.
Wow. Can't get a better commercial than that. That was better than my read. So good stuff, Justin.
Oh, thanks, John.
Yeah, thanks. And Digital Ignition thanks you for all that.
Hey,
that,
no problem.
Right?
Maybe I'll get free coffee and they'll toss in a donut or something.
There you go. Well, let's turn to the guy you were talking to in the lobby, Jacob Andrews. Jacob is with Drones Eye View. Drones Eye View, I love it.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
The CEO and founder.
Yes, sir.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
So tell us about Drones Eye View.
So Drones Eye View kind of started off as an idea that I had when I was in school. I'd always been interested in aviation and started flying planes at the age of 11. And so when drones came out, naturally, like, kind of piqued my interest and found a degree program at Middle Tennessee State University where I started studying unmanned aircraft systems. And there I quickly started to realize that there's a lot more to these drones than just taking photos and videos. Although that's what we started off using them for, since one of my two other business partners actually has a background in video production. He's worked on set for movies, TV shows, in front of and behind camera. Quickly found out that he likes working behind the camera a lot more than working in front of the camera. And so we kind of made this business together when I would come home from Tennessee, and we put together a little studio in my parents' basement, and that's right now our headquarters where all the editing takes place for all of our video productions. But beyond those video productions, we started to realize that these drones and this camera equipment has more uses than just these videos and photos. So really right now in its current state, Drones Eye View is actually a media production company, not just focusing in those videos, but also virtual tours using virtual reality cameras, 360-degree cameras. We also do commercial photography. We also do aerial maps and 3D models. So what we're looking to do and what we're working on is taking advantage of the consumerization of media production, where everyone's posting videos on YouTube, creating their own content, and allowing for a way to allow more users and more people to do that, where not everyone has the access to camera equipment and drones and audio. And if you're going through a typical production company, it's going to cost you tens of thousands of dollars, if not more, just for a basic production. Whereas we take a business model where we contract out our camera operators and our drone operators, where they go out, they capture the footage, they send it and upload it back to us. We do all the editing and client relations. So we allow these creative people that want to capture video, want to create content, we allow them to do that without actually having to build a business.
Cool. So talk about who your customers are, Jacob. I mean, who's a good fit for you customer-wise?
So one of our core services that I want to talk about is our iView 360 service. And that's really geared towards homeowners, insurance companies, and even government agencies like FEMA or Dave Jones. He's a state insurance commissioner out in California who's been dealing with a lot of these wildfires. And one of the biggest problems that we found that we can solve with contracting out all these camera operators is that many homeowners don't have home inventories. So when they go and get robbed, or a hurricane or a flood wipes out their house, a wildfire just runs through the streets and leaves nothing behind, homeowners don't know what to do. They're out hundreds of thousands of dollars because insurance companies won't pay out their full claims because they don't have an itemized list of what they lost. So you can think of what we do almost like Google Street View, but inside people's homes. And we found a way to actually monetize that in a way we don't think Google has been able to. Because, I mean, that's data that everyone is out there looking for.
Sure.
But we found a way where homeowners are actually paying for this out of pocket right now. And we're hoping to actually turn our ideal client from the homeowner to the insurance companies to help them reduce fraudulent claims and speed up the claims process.
This sounds interesting. So, Jacob, is this one of the – I mean, we talked about with Justin about how you get into business and how your model develops over time and you develop a whole new customer base maybe. Is that how you came into the insurance segment?
Absolutely. So we actually started using these virtual reality cameras in marketing real estate. We actually got our first ever job doing a video production for a lake house listing with photography and a virtual tour. And we started to realize a lot of realtors don't like to show every inch of the house because no house is perfect to every person. So while it is definitely used to be able to allow realtors and their home buyers to narrow listings that they want to see in person ahead of time, we found that this is more useful for homeowners that want to document any collections that they have, any valuables within their home. So I started talking with a local insurance agent to where she started recommending me to all of her homeowners. And we've started now down this insurance industry where we think we can scale what we're doing a lot more than if we were to scale our video productions, which, as you heard Justin talking about, there's a lot more elements to a video production than going around to a person's home. And with a $350 camera and a $20 camera stand, you're making $50 an hour just by taking 360 photos from your phone.
Sure.
So that's where we've kind of evolved over time. We're going to obviously continue to evolve, and this is just one small segment of our vision for the company and what it can do. Just with the growing adoption of producing and consuming content, film is and video is what's hot right now, but as we're progressing, virtual reality is catching on more and more so. So the idea of being able to capture the world with people capturing their own content and being able to work for small businesses that weren't able to produce content affordably beforehand is now going to drastically change how we interact with the world.
We're speaking with Jacob Andrews, and Jacob is the founder and CEO of Drones Eye View. That's Drones, I-V-U-E. I love that name.
Thank you.
Yeah, so we think about drones, or at least I do, and I think about photography, video. Are there other uses for drones out there that maybe you're involved in?
Yeah, so we're actually combining our exterior drone mapping with this iView 360 that we're doing on the interior of homes and businesses. Also helping insurance processes on the roofing side where, a storm comes through and your home still may be intact, hopefully, but chances are there's going to be some sort of roofing damage. And right now the process with roofing companies and insurance companies working together is very cost inefficient and takes a lot of time because a roofing company has to send one of their people out there to inspect the damage of a roof, and then they have to reach out to the insurance company, and then the insurance company, chances are, they're not going to believe the roofing company because they're going to make money off of replacing a roof.
Sure.
So the insurance company then sends out an estimator, and then they say, all right, we can fix this, we can replace this, or you're going to have to wait for more damage. Where if drones are just scanning neighborhoods at a time, it's going to drastically speed up that process and allow transparency between the roofing companies, the insurance companies, and the homeowners, so they know exactly the damage that's done and exactly the area that's required to be fixed. So that's another thing from these drones that a lot of people don't realize. You can actually get very precise measurements. And from these aerial maps and 3D models, you can visualize damage and get the estimate without having to send someone up on a roof, which you're cost labor, which is the most expensive part of any business. And it takes time to actually process that. You're going to have to go back through the office and make out the claim, where if we just totally alleviate that process or go away with that process, where now you're just doing all of the inspections and estimation work from the office, you drastically reduce the cost of the amount of people that you have to employ to do those inspection and estimation jobs. So we provide all the measurements that they need to replace the roof. We provide visualization if there's any areas where cold air or water's infiltration with thermal imagery. So again, just with what we're doing with our drone and camera technology, it's not just for one particular industry, even though we're really trying to focus right now on the insurance industry, because if you just try to go and be the media solution for anyone, for everything, good luck trying to get any share of the market, where there's a very real problem right now in the insurance market that I think is largely going unaddressed, largely due to unawareness. Homeowners not realizing that if they don't have a home inventory, that they're out hundreds of thousands of dollars when that inevitability does happen. And chances are it's also going to take months to get their money, if they even can get it, because that claims process is drawn out by the insurance company saying, we need everything in your house itemized. And then it's too late to obviously have an itemized inventory.
Sure, sure. So Jacob Andrews, Drones Eye View. Jacob, for those that want more information, how do they be in touch with you?
Yeah, so the best way is going to our website, dronesiview.com, and that's dronesiview.com. Down on the bottom, you'll see a contact email for more information, as well as our phone number, and that's 678-249-0579. And to actually see more of our content, to see how this can help you as a homeowner or a business or an insurance company, check out our Facebook page. And again, that's just at Drones Eye View, as well with the rest of our social media.
That's great. So Jacob Andrews, founder, CEO of Drones Eye View, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, John.
And I'd like to thank both our guests, Justin Hoffman. Justin is the president, CEO, founder of Agency Hydra. And I'm still thinking about that logo. I got to see that logo.
And the logo's pretty cool. My Richie Austin, our digital design guy, he worked really hard on it, and I put him through the ringer to get it, but I'm pretty proud of it. So.
I love it.
You know, hey, just to speak to what he was talking about, I had some friends recently back. I'm from Lake of the Ozarks in Missouri, and their house burnt down this winter, and they are going through that exact problem that he was discussing about. They didn't have an itemized statement, and they're having to really jump through the ringer to try and get all their money back. And
sure,
that's a real problem. And anyone who's got a home should really think about getting an itemized inventory list, like he was describing.
And if I could just add one more thing, it's not just necessarily the homeowner that benefits.
Yep.
It's the insurance company and agencies like FEMA that pay the insurance companies in these disaster areas.
Cool. So. Sounds good. Jacob Andrews, founder and CEO of Drones Eye View, thanks also for being with us.
Thank you, John.
I want to remind everyone that we're on all the social media platforms, LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, North Fulton BRX. So join us there. You can, and also on our website, go to Business Radio X, look for the North Fulton studio. We've got archives of all our past shows, over 100 shows back 2.5 years, a lot of great guests, and including these two fine gentlemen. So for Mike Salmon, I'm John Ray. Thanks for being with us on North Fulton Business Radio.